You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, it's William Parma, the Breakthrough Investor Show, where we help you break through limitations and barriers to get you to that next level of investing. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to invest with your spouse? I don't know about you, but I always find that really interesting when not only two people live together, but can actually work together. It's a challenging thing, but if you want to listen to somebody who's made that work, in today's episode, we are going to be listening to Charles Rose Jr. and his wife, Catherine, talk about how they started investing together and how they divide the responsibilities in order to build a long-term real estate investing business. I hope this will be an interesting episode for you. It sure was for me. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show, where we guide you to financial freedom and break barriers in your investing to give you the secrets to success. And now, here are your hosts, Charles Rose Jr. and William Parmer.
Hey everyone, this is Charles and
Catherine.
Awesome, awesome. So today we're going to talk to you about how we invest as an investor couple so that we can get as many deals as possible. And this works so great together because we're working not just with one person, but we're teaming up on these deals. All right. So for those of you who aren't couples, still stick with us. Don't jump off. Even if you aren't in a relationship or with a team, you can still do this on your own, but eventually you're going to build your business with a team. And so take these strategies that can help you build your business with your team. But today we're going to talk about some of the things that we do to work together as the team. And the first thing we do is we make sure that our mindset is in the right place. Having the right mindset is so important. Catherine, let's talk about that some more, because this is something that we really, really, really had to tap into to help us to get in this right frame of mind. What are your thoughts on that, Catherine? How do you think, you know, we came about this process of getting in the right mindset? And what did that look like for us?
So I believe this is very important also because, you know, we have to remember that we're working with each other mm-hmm. and not against each other. We're working together to build an empire. So it's important to be in one accord and the right mindset. For us to work together, we have to get in the same mindset.
That's good, Catherine. Yep. I love how you said one accord, because that is so important. Because can you imagine, like, if my mind was over here and your mind was over there, you know, I wanted to do real estate, maybe you want to do Amazon fulfillment business or whatever it may be. And there's, you know, that doesn't mean we can't do those different things, but, you know, working as a team, I think that was so helpful that we were on one accord with one mindset. And, you know, some of the things that help us having the right mindset is realizing that real estate is not a get rich quick scheme. It's not. It is something where you build wealth. You build wealth is one of the best wealth building strategies out there. So many people, even if somebody has a business that makes a ton of money in a different area, a lot of people park their money into real estate. So we had to realize that was one of the first things we had to realize to get our mindset in the right place. Let's talk about some of the other things that we realized. Let's talk about, you know, let's back up for a moment. When we first started this real estate thing, you know, that was kind of scary for us. You know, we had some initial conversations. You know, you want to talk about that a little bit more, about some of those conversations we had?
I remember when, you know, you introduced the real estate business to me, and then you mentioned that, you know, our profit is going to be at least $250 a month per property. And then, you know, I was like, oh my goodness, if this is how you're going to work, then we probably gonna have to work until we're like 50 or 60. And then, you know, but I had to get in the mindset that he was in, that real estate is not a get quick rich scheme, but that, you know, this is a business that you build up together, and you're gonna get there eventually.
That's so true. And I think also too, I think I had to explain to you also that, hey, you know, we're not just investing in one property that's 250. You know, I had to tell you, well, what if we have two properties? What if we have two properties? That's 500. What if we have 10 properties? That's, you know, 10 properties is $2,500, right? You know, so the more properties that we have, the more cash flow will be. And so I think, you know, when we talked about that, you know, Catherine was like, oh, yeah, okay, this makes sense. You know, we have to get in the right mindset to realize that, hey, you know, this is something that we can build wealth with. And we've been able to build our portfolio. We've been able to buy 12 rental units within 18 months, you know, just getting our mindset in the right place. Another thing too that we had to, that we talked about initially was I told Catherine, I said, you know, we could go and do this on our own. You know, sure, there's people who went out there and jump into real estate full sale and, you know, all just jumping into it and doing it all on their own. But I said, I really, really think we should invest in some coaching. And that was scary ourselves too, because, you know, we had never spent that much, you know, we had never invested that much on something like coaching, but it has changed our life. So let's talk about that too, Catherine. So, you know, backing up to that moment where we went and did the coaching stuff together, how was that?
Doing the course was like amazing, because that was definitely helpful to have the same mindset and know what we were both going to be dealing with. The course definitely helped us to be in one accord.
Absolutely. And so I would definitely agree with that. That course, you know, through Dustin's coaching at Master Passive Income and Real Estate Wealth Builders, he really, really helped us to get in the right investor mindset. Something that Dustin always told us. So remember, you are an investor with a side job. Put it in your mind that you are an investor. You have to have an investor mindset versus a poor mindset. And the second thing that we had to do is tell us, what did we have to do next in order to get many deals together as a couple?
We have to share the workload. So this is where, you know, we're both new at this, and Dustin taught us many things. But, you know, sometimes we might not know what is our strength yet in this business.
As we discover this, we had to really figure out what we were good at, you know, what I was good at, what Catherine was good at. And, you know, figuring this out, it really helps us to work it based on our strengths. We want to take this time to tell you about our real estate investing course that we are giving away completely free. This course has helped countless people become real estate investors, including us. And now is your turn.
That's right, Charles. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, to 33777, and we'll give you the MPI Real Estate Investing Course completely free. And if you got anything out of the show, please share it with at least one other person to help them invest in real estate also.
And, you know, one of the things that Catherine and I talked about was you never know what you may be strong at or what you may be good at until you actually do it. Yes. And so
you never know what you can do until you try.
You never know. Mm-hmm. You really never know until you actually try. And so that's so important. And so, for example, so Catherine, she hated numbers. She hated math, hated numbers, just like Dustin. Dustin hates numbers too. That's why he makes the process so simple that anybody could jump into this, put in time and effort, invest time and do it. And so Catherine, you know, didn't like, you know, numbers, but she is the one who analyzed all of our properties. So she is the first person to go into the properties, look at it, analyze it, run all the numbers. And she is so amazing at it. And so you never knew that you were going to be good at that, right?
Not at all.
Yes. So that was, you know, she kind of figured that out through trial and error. So that was important. And so the next thing we had to do is invest our time. Like, investing time is so important. I can't stress how important that is. Some people have a ton of money, but they don't invest that time. I have some friends who have, you know, like literally over $1 million sitting in their bank account. They want to invest in real estate, but they haven't yet, because they haven't invested time. Investing time in all of this is, you know, so important. Catherine, you want to talk about how we invest our time and split up our hours? You know, talk about what you do and what I do.
So investing your time is definitely important. I spend at least 2 to 3 hours just, you know, looking at the market, looking at deals, looking at emails. Have you heard, you know, when people say, time is money? Well, I think that in real estate, time is really money. Mm-hmm. It is investing your time that you find those deals and find the deals that are going to cash flow.
And, you know, and so Catherine spends, you know, a lot of time, you know, searching for deals. She helps with a lot of the administrative parts of the business as well, which is super helpful. I don't like the admin stuff, even though I'm good at it too. But, you know, we kind of split the workload with the administrative stuff. And so I spend a lot of my time networking. So I'm the one, you know, I'm going to a ton of like real estate investor meetups. You know, I'm meeting with lenders, I'm meeting with other investors, wholesalers, realtors, all that stuff. I'm meeting up with them virtually, in person, all of these things. And, you know, I spend a lot of time doing that because that's so important for us to grow our business as well.
I like to say that you work in front of the camera and I work behind the camera.
But funny how you're in front of the camera right now, right? So we work together as a team. It's splitting up our time, investing that time. And the fourth thing we do, this is something that's so important, Catherine, because it's so important, I want to give you the honors of saying the fourth thing.
Yes. So the fourth thing is offers, offers, and offers. Mm-hmm. Putting in those offers is the only way that you can grow your business.
That's right.
You know, I learned that after enthusiasm finish, what keeps you motivated? It's discipline. Mm-hmm. Discipline. You have to be disciplined in this business, putting in those offers every day as much as you can. And discipline will help you to be consistent. And mm-hmm. when you are consistent, you persevere. And when you persevere, you will find the right deal.
Amen.
And all of this, I think, leads to success.
I agree. And that's been super helpful for us. Like some days we put in almost 10 offers a day, mm-hmm. literally not every day, because, you know, we're not going to put in offers just to put in offers. But, you know, if we find 10 potential good deals, we put in all of those offers. And, you know, it's very rare that you will get all those offers under contract. The most we've gotten one time was 4. But because we searched for such really good deals, definitely check out some of Dustin's other amazing videos on this page to help you how to find the right deals and all those things. Because we put in only offers on good deals, we were able to close out 4 of them in 1 month because the deals were so good. We had lenders literally chasing us, you know, for these deals that we got. And you know, they were phenomenal. We had a lot of equity in these deals. And finally, one of the things we want to say to you is stay encouraged. It is so important to stay encouraged and encourage each other. Be each other's emotional support. You know, when I'm down, Catherine picks me up. When she's down, I pick her up. And so you can get discouraged in this process. So it's so important. I remember when Catherine and I, when we first jumped into this, and for months we were looking for properties, and, you know, I was starting to get discouraged. And, you know, Catherine, remember that moment? And what is, you know, you remember what you told me?
I reminded you that, remember, you were supposed to make me proud and just keep pushing and you bring forth.
That's right.
Your results. And, you know, this is an advantage of us being partner, is that we are able to hold each other accountable, encourage mm-hmm. each other, and support us emotionally.
Absolutely.
Because we both have been in the place where, you know, we needed that push. We needed that encouragement.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that encouragement so much. I appreciate that. I love you so much. Thank you for encouraging me. And, you know, soon after she encouraged me, like it maybe a week or two later, we were able to get our first property under contract, which was a duplex. And it actually happened whilst we were on an anniversary trip in the airport. So it's just so amazing how encouraging each other can help each other. What if I gave up? What if we gave up at that moment? You know, we would have missed that opportunity. So encourage each other. This is so important. All right, everyone. So these are some of the ways that you can work together as an investor couple team so that you can crush it in real estate and get more properties. All right, everybody. So we shall see you on the next episode. You take care.